The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Daniela Mulheim, the creator of Ladybird.Earth, which is a blog and photo site that explores Earth's abundance. And Daniela, how are you doing today?
I'm very fine. And you, Matt?
I'm doing great. Thanks for doing the podcast with us today. And before we jump in and talk about the Ladybird.Earth and your website and all your other great stuff that you're doing with that site, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
I realized when preparing for this interview that I wrote down some points that are very similar to what I wrote in the About section on my website. So that's good. I'm a biologist, specialized in zoology and ecology, but I'm now working as a German teacher and exclusively working with refugees right now. So that's a very interesting thing I'm doing. And I always love to travel, experience new places and wild places, immersing myself into new cultures, which I now have in my classroom every day. Photography and storytelling were always close to my heart, so Ladybird is all about that, I think.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's certainly what we picked up when we came across the site, is that, you know, it is definitely photo-driven, story-driven. The stories are amazing. The photographs are awesome.
Thank you.
What was the inspiration to create this site and do this kind of personal blog?
Yeah, as I mentioned, I think it really is my life coming together in one place, I guess, if that sounds like a summary. As I said, as a biologist, I'm deeply interested in everything that lives, every natural things. And I really love to see places with my own eyes, with my heart, with my soul. So I travel, I take photographs, I talk to people. And I started to tell stories, I think, way back. It was via fax in the old days and then via email and PowerPoint and slideshows even. So now with Ladybird, I'm finally doing it publicly.
That's great. So what is your overall goal with the website? Because to share your personal perspectives on nature, educate people on the beauty and abundance of Earth. Would love to hear more about your goals for it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say educate, but it may go into that direction. I do this intuitively, like it came to me that I want to do it for a broader audience, but how I write and what I write, I never do research. I just start writing and do it really with my, from my heart. But I, of course, hope to open a window to things that people may never see themselves or may not know about. And as you've mentioned, I'd love to share the awesomeness that is Mother Earth and maybe indirectly pinpointing to what is at stake with our Earth. Surely I want to bring natural wonders closer to home for many people, I hope. And as I already got feedback, and it's also a wish of mine to touch hearts with the stories I tell. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Much about it.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. I love it. So, you know, your website is ladybird.earth. Obviously, you are a .earth domain user. What made you choose to use .earth?
Honestly, it was by accident. When I looked for the name I wanted, which is Ladybird in one word, the one for Switzerland, like we have the ending .ch, was already taken. I tried to do it with a hyphen, like Lady hyphen Bird, but I didn't like that at all. So I was doing some research and pretty fast found the ending Earth. And I thought, this is perfect. This is even better than .ch, which is the Swiss ending of websites. So I took it immediately.
Oh, good. That's great. And it certainly makes sense because really the mission behind your site is to explore Earth's abundance. So, you know, .earth domain name is, I think, perfect for the overall branding of your site. Don't you agree?
I really do, because I mean, nature is so close to my heart and I see myself as a global citizen. So the world as a whole, the earth as a whole is home for all of us. And with my interest in nature and human beings, it was just a perfect, perfect, perfect match. It was the icing on the cake, as I used to say.
Oh, nice. That's great to hear. Love that feedback. That's awesome. So what does the future hold for your efforts with Ladybird.Earth?
Who knows? So far, I'm very touched by the feedback I receive, and I hope to continue this journey, reaching more and more people hopefully sparking a wonder for the Earth's abundance, which I think you can find everywhere. You don't need to travel. My stories often also are from around the corner. And I hope to spark a mindful and kind way of treating each other and nature and the inanimate world.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's wonderful. You know, Danielle, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today. Is there anything to add or anything we may have missed?
I would like to thank you for the interest and coming up with the idea to invite me to do this interview for your podcast, which I haven't known so far, but I'm very interested to follow from now on.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much.
Sure thing. That's absolutely our pleasure. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Daniela Muhlheim, the creator of Ladybird.Earth, which, as we discussed, is a blog and photo site that explores Earth's abundance. And Daniela, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt. It was my pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.